T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
.98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on a Monday morning. The trial of 3 men accused of plotting to bomb an apartment complex housing Somali refugees in western Kansas is drawing to an end after weeks of testimony. All sides have rested in the federal case against Patrick Stein, Gavin Wright, and Curtis Allen on charges of conspiracy to use a weapon of mass destruction and conspiracy against civil rights. A Wichita liquor store was robbed Saturday night.
Around 7, officers responded to an armed robbery at Don's Liquor Store in the 900 block of East Terry. 2 unknown suspects entered the store and one pulled out a handgun and demanded money. Money was taken from the business and from a customer by the suspects, who then fled the scene on foot. There were no injuries. The first suspect is a black male in his 20s, 5 feet 10 inches tall with a thin to medium build. He was wearing a gray hoodie with white lettering, gray and black pants, black and white shoes, and was armed with a silver and black handgun. The second suspect is a white male, also in his 20s, 5 feet 10 inches tall with a thin to medium build. He was wearing a dark blue hoodie. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A court document filed by a prosecutor working on the Lucas Hernandez case sheds light on what happened to 5-year-old Lucas before he disappeared from his Wichita home almost 2 months ago.
The document gives the widest, most detailed view so far of the investigation of his disappearance. 7 pages long, the document describes a dysfunctional and violent household. It alleges that Emily Glass, Lucas's stepmother, had difficulty controlling her anger due to bipolar disorder. She was thought to be targeting Lucas because she was upset with his father. Between February of 2015 and the day Lucas disappeared, the Kansas Department of Children and Families received at least 2 reports from people worried about bruising and possible abuse of the boy. Another report was made in New Mexico after Lucas was seen there with 2 black eyes. 2 of the 3 cases were eventually closed. The last was ongoing when Lucas disappeared. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
Minnesota residents slogged through a mid-April storm yesterday that dumped 2 feet of snow on parts of the upper Midwest, coated roads with ice, and battered areas farther south with powerful winds and tornadoes before plowing toward the northeast and mid-Atlantic U.S.
Yeah, it looks like at least 3 people have died in storm-related incidents regarding those storms now. The U.S. plans to slap new sanctions on Russia for supporting the Assad regime in Syria.
The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, said on Fox News Sunday that Russia will soon see more penalties for what the world views as its role in the most recent deadly chemical weapons attack.
Sanctions that are continuing to happen, which you'll see again on Monday, that lets them know this is not good behavior.
Haley says the sanctions will hit companies tied to Syrian chemical weapons use. Haley says this will come on top of the strong military action from the weekend, which Russia openly condemned. They've also accused the U.S. of making up the chemical attack as an excuse to strike by air. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Kentucky's governor has issued an apology video after he said children were being sexually abused because they were left home alone while the state's teachers were protesting last week.
For those of you who understood what I'm saying, thank you. I appreciate that you do. But clearly, a tremendous number of people did not fully appreciate what it was that I was communicating or what it was that I was trying to say. And I hurt a lot of people. Many people have been confused or hurt or just misunderstand what it was that I was trying to communicate.
That's Kentucky's Governor Matt Bevin. The governor's controversial comments were part of a statement criticizing teachers.
Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Another chilly start to the day here in Wichita, but as high pressure slides our way from the Rockies, that's going to help warm us up by later this afternoon. Sunny with a high 62, partly cloudy, breezy, and 44 overnight, then windy and warmer Tuesday with a high 82. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday in the WIBWNewsNow.com Weather Center.
Partly cloudy. Hey, Topeka. Partly cloudy now, 24 degrees, and we have a west wind at 6 miles per hour. 6:34 now with Steve and Ted. A Florida man asked a store clerk, what would happen if I stole some beer? Police say Christopher Maxwell soon find out. Sebastian police say the 33-year-old Maxwell entered a convenience store at 2:30 a.m. Friday, but was told he couldn't buy beer because alcohol sales are banned in the city between 1 and 7 a.m. In response to Maxwell's question, the clerk replied she would call 911. Maxwell grabbed two 18-packs of Bud Light and left. The clerk did as she said she was going to do, and police found Maxwell nearby with an 18-pack in each hand. Whoa, how about that?
Oh, officer strong. 18-pack in each hand.
Yeah, big muscles. Officer said he struggled when they tried to arrest him. He remained jailed Sunday on charges of petty theft and battery of a police officer. What would you do if I stole some beer? You can be in trouble, pal. School and police officials in Northwest Wisconsin are using a mock teenage bedroom to demonstrate to parents how their children might be hiding methamphetamine and other illegal substances. The Leader Telegram reports the display was used during recent parent-teacher conferences at North High School in Eau Claire. The room featured a twin bed, soda cans, writing utensils, hygiene products, and stuffed animals. District Attorney's Office and police departments demonstrated ways that kids can hide their drug use, such as in a beanie or a fake canister of shaving cream. Authorities say teenagers typically use marijuana and pills, but meth is also a growing problem. And if you've got a kid who's a teenager and you don't know how to keep an eye on him, I'm sure that the fake bedroom should probably help you. I don't know.
Well,
interesting idea.
Yeah. Maybe those parents should just think back to what they used to do to hide it.
That's right. That's what you need to do. What you did when you were a kid. That's all part of parenting. You know, the kids can't get away with anything because you never got away with anything, right? Okay. At any rate, let's see what else we got going on. We found out that news this morning that Barbara Bush is apparently near the end of her life for failing health, and the Bush family has decided not to do anything special. Make her comfortable. And she's in her 90s, I think 91. And is George H.W. Bush's wife, of course. And she's one of my favorite first ladies. I liked her. She seemed like a person who was no nonsense.
Yep, nice lady.
Nice as you can be. I would never cross her. She looks like she looked like the kind of person you would not want to tangle with. And when my wife and I and our two kids were in Washington, D.C., back in the late 80s? Mid-80s? Anyway, we were there, and we decided to go down to see the White House in the morning, go get one of those bus tours, van tours down there at the White House. We were down there. We're standing there about 8:30 in the morning, and all of a sudden, I mean, these black SUVs come whizzing out of the White House, blocking off traffic in all directions. And here comes a limousine out of the White House, and I could see that white hair in the back seat. I knew it was her. So I began to run up to the car they were slowing down to turn a corner, and I thought, whoa, this is a good way to get shot.
Better.
So I turned around, but she was in there. I don't know if she saw us or not, but we saw her. Saw that white hair. You couldn't mistake that anywhere. But Mrs. Bush, not doing well. So it's that time of life for her. It looks like pretty close to the end there, Ted. 6:38 now. A mother of one president, wife of a president, actually the mother of two governors. You know, she's got a lot of politics in her family.
She's got a lot of, she's seen a lot.
Seen a lot, done a lot.
She's been through all the politics in the nation's capital.
6:38 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. Let's take a look at our opening commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. The live cattle and feeder cattle futures Friday traded mixed after the feeder cattle made new highs for the week for the second straight session. Now, Friday afternoon, cash cattle trade was reported at 122 in the north and 120 in Kansas. Lean hog futures closed positive with the April contract expiring at a $23.82 discount to the June contract, which is now our front lead contract. On the close Friday, June cattle, 5 cents lower at 103.65. May feeders, 40 cents higher at 140.37. In June, lean hogs, 40 cents higher at 77.65. Last week came to an end on a negative side for the wheat, corn, and entire soybean complex on Friday. It was the third straight session of the wheat, and the corn futures making new lows for the week. This morning is a monthly NOPA soybean crush report. Last week, the Kansas City wheat lost 11 cents for the week. July beans gained 20 cents, and July corn lost 3 cents for the week. Now, wheat overnight is lower due to supposedly improving weather conditions. That is down for this weekend. Now, those chances of rain might end up getting less and less as we get closer to it. But those same people that are looking at the fact that we're looking for improving rain are overlooking a second weekend that we just went through of below freezing weather that could harm the wheat crop. At the moment, the wheat's still down. July KC, 10 cents lower at 505. July corn down a penny and a half, 393. July beans up a penny and three quarters at 1066 and three quarters. May crude oil, 77 cents lower at 66.62. June gold down $1.60 at 1,346.40. The June S&P 15 and a quarter points higher, 26.72 and a half. June dollar index, 24 cents lower at 89.26. And June Dow Jones futures, 139 points higher at 24,475. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Lefter Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom's good to see you and your missus at the Gridiron Show. Ted was in not this last Friday, but the Friday before, I guess it was.
Yeah, really good seeing you guys there, Stephen. Once again, Ted put on a heck of a performance.
Yeah, he did very well. It was a great show. And again, I've been on vacation for a week, so now I'm a week late in talking about it. But I did see you and your wife there, and hope you had a good time.
I got to meet your son too.
Yeah, it's got to be Tom Leffler. He said he's going to put that in his scrapbook.
Oh, I bet.
Along with the time he bet Don Grant the money tracker, right? Listen, thank you, sir. It's 6:41 now. Hey, by the way, just a quick programming note this morning. We have tickets to give away. You must be listening for your chance to win a couple of tickets to Wichita State University's game with KU baseball game coming up Wednesday night. That's KNSS night.
Yeah, at the ballpark, right.
We got a pair of tickets and Freddie's frozen custard and steak burgers.
Oh, that goes with it.
$20 with it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a perfect evening right there. We got that coming up.
Yeah.
Be listening for your chance to win that. Also, James Taylor and Bonnie Raitt, May 24th at Interest Bank Arena. We've got more tickets to give away to that.
Awesome.
This is a place to stay.
Uh-huh.
6:41 now. Steve and Ted, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, is on the way, and Don's going to talk about what it takes to stop a bull. He ought to know. 6:41 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.